to step it up and to build this team for the future. Now we're back. We've got 6 wins underneath our belt. I don't think anybody in here thought we'd win 6. At least if you look at the way Vegas thought we were. I don't think we predicted to win many football games, but we did. And it couldn't have been done without the senior football class. This program's not about the coaches. It's about the seniors. It's about the guys that wear the orange and blue. It's about the former guys that wear the orange and blue and the ones that are currently doing it. We get to play with them another week or another 2 weeks or 3 weeks or another bowl game. I mean, I can't tell you what that means to that football team. The tears, the water being thrown, Gatorade being thrown, just the opportunity to play again with one another. When we talk about being a family, there's no question that this team's a family. And I hope you saw some of that even on Thursday when it didn't deal with football at all. It dealt with Thanksgiving, and it dealt with players going to coaches' houses and being involved with their family. That, to me, is what college football is all about, college athletics is all about. And I get an opportunity, selfishly, I guess you'd say, to be with those great seniors again for another opportunity to play on the field.
Is your most gratifying moment for you?
Yeah, no question. Again, you put your time into these seniors, this football team, and it's so gratifying to see them. You know, this was a goal. There's no question about it. Of course, you always want to be national champs and Big Ten champs, and you put those things up, but to be Northwestern was one of their goals. To be bowl eligible was one of their goals. And when you see your players do that, because you're with them all the time, they're your sons, you get to see the ways they're so gratified about the victory. So that locker room's going nuts, and I challenged them to make sure that it continues to go nuts.
Coach, you mentioned coming in here last time, that was loss number 10 that season. Now it's win number 6. Why is it different? You had to explain it to somebody. How is it
the
different?
Players. Well, you know, I'm not going to point fingers at the 3 years ago, because it had nothing to do with it was all on me. That was all me. These players have bought in. They bought into exactly what we were asking to do on and off football field. They buy into how close we want to be as a group. You know, we all get so enamored with the sport itself, but people sometimes don't realize all the things that these kids are doing, not just as football players, but as human beings, as men. And it's just been a pleasure to be the head football coach here. And I just can't tell you how much these players mean each and every day when you're with them.
Do you feel like this win has an impact on your future at Illinois, your job security?
You know, again, I mentioned that many, many times. I'm not worried about those types of things. I want our players to be happy. Of course, I'd be happy being an Illinois head football coach, because that's what I wanted to be. I know this program's gotten better since we first started it, and I know this program is in every way, not just on the football field, that so many people just write about. I challenge the negativity in this room. It's about building something to make so we can always point fingers. That's the easy way out. Instead, change. Be positive. Be, for the kids' sake, they're 18 to 21-year-olds. Be positive for them. Don't worry about me. Be positive for them, because you have no idea what's going on in that locker room right now. No idea.
Riley O'Toole, obviously you didn't really name a starter until before the game, but he played so well, you just stuck with him.
Riley O'Toole's got 3 victories in the Big Ten, and I don't think we were supposed to win anyway. You won homecoming, you won senior day, and then he comes up here and wins on the road. Riley O'Toole helped this football team win. He's one heck of a leader, competitor. And, you know, he'll be one of those names that I'll always remember, as long as I freaking coach, is that he is a special individual.
I think Josh Ferguson had, like, 5 carries last week. What was what did he do so well today? And
I thought he was patient with a couple of things that he was when he was running. You know, we utilized the offense with – different types of offense for D.Y. when D.Y. is in there and when Ferg's in there. So they each have, you know, we might run a little bit more option with Ferg in there than we would run zone. I think that
you know, Josh has continued to compete, and so has D.Y. We've got two pretty good running backs, and they've really played well when we've won those three football games in the last, you know, in the last month.
And you said earlier in the week, play on the road, the turnovers were just had to improve. The outcome was going to change, and today was perfect.
Well, I told them the truth. I told this football team we have not played well on the road. We have beaten ourselves. We've had too many turnovers, and we haven't created enough. And I challenged them. I said, we have to change. I mean, if we're going to win this football game, we've got to change because we haven't played well on the road at all. So, you know, they did. I think they were opportunistic defensively. I think Coach Banks and the coaching staff did a great job there. And then offensively, when we don't turn the football over, we're pretty good. And we beat Minnesota with only one turnover, and I believe same with Penn State. And so, you know, those are so important in the game of football.
So you talked about building it, now you're starting to show it. What do these last 2 weeks show to any doubters out there?
Well, I hope it shows that we can win. We win at home, we can win on the road. We made ourselves bowl eligible. We have everybody back just about. I mean, we're not losing a whole bunch of people. You know, I'm excited about being with these seniors, but best of all, we get to practice next week. They get to take out those freshmen and sophomores and get to put them on the football field and get them better. That's what bowls get to do for you. You get to be with the kids another week or two or three or whatever the bowl is, but you get to practice more. And we'll be out there on Thursday night. Seniors won't be involved in the practice, but the juniors and sophomores and freshmen. And we'll be in the indoor, and we'll be practicing on getting ourselves better.
Where is the program now compared to where you thought it would be when you took the job 2 years ago?
You know, I don't mean to say this in the bragging way, but I've been around a lot of women, man. I've been blessed now to be in some locker rooms that you're playing for your, you know, 12th, 13th, 14th wins. You know, so it was tough, and I want to say that I think we're moving in the direction we need to. I didn't realize it was this down, but we're definitely moving in the direction we need to go. Are we there yet? Heck no. I mean, I want to continue to build this thing into being a powerhouse.
Do you have any preference on where you go for a bowl game? Not that it's
you don't have to ask Kim. she would. You know, we used to kid ourselves because we were blessed to go to those bowl games. And I said the last 2 years she's locked the door on me in December. I can't even get in the house. She likes to go south or wherever it's warmer, a little bit warmer. But hey, the opportunity to play in a bowl with this senior class, I don't care where we go.
Tim, that moment in the locker room, does that wash away some of the disappointment of the last 2 years?
I think it starts. But you're only as good as your next football game. So, you know, God willing, we play in a bowl game, which I know we're going to, and we'll only be as good as that next game. But, this program's not about me. It's not about my disappointments. It's about Riley O'Toole and Austin Tysma and those guys feeling good. And right now they feel pretty darn good.
Tim, what did it mean to run off the field there and hug every assistant and then player and then a lot of fans as well and get that big win?
It's great. That's what college football is about. I mean, again, you know, I've got great assistant coaches. I've got a great support staff. I mean, we had 250 at Thanksgiving. 250 people at Thanksgiving that are involved in our family. And we had Thanksgiving together on Wednesday night before I let the players go home on Thursday. So that's what this thing's about. It's just a huge family and something that I'm very, very proud of. So I'm going to give everybody a hug.
Coach, you mentioned, you know, you've been around winning before, and what is the first thing you told or what's the first thing you're going to tell your guys about playing in the postseason?
Well, you know, again, the opportunity to play with one another again, and not everybody gets to do that. You know, that's the first thing. I always treated it, and I've always treated it as a reward for the hard work that they've put in since December. So I want to be honest with you, as much as we're allowed to, spoil them, because I think they deserve it. I think that, you know, again, there wasn't many people that thought that we'd win six football games, and we did, and the credit goes to those seniors. So anyway, I can spoil them, I will.
Is there a question in your mind that you're going to get the opportunity to do this next year?
I haven't even thought about it. I was worried about Northwestern. I was worried about winning the sixth game.